Today's special guest here on the Get It Done podcast is Vera Jammin. And Vera is a holistic nutritionist. She represents Metabolic Balance Canada and holds a PhD in economics and sports management. And she is here to share her story on how she went from breaking the vicious cycle of dieting. And I know you could all relate to that, through achieving metabolic balance, and why she represents an all-natural nutrition method and program that is backed by over 25 years of scientific study supported by dedicated physicians and nutritional scientists. Vera, so you, out of all people, understand what it takes to get it done. And not only when it comes to achieving metabolic balance through nutrition, but in all aspects of life. I mean, you moved from Germany to Canada in 2011 to start a business representing metabolic balance, speaking little English. And, you know, today you have changed the health and wellness of so many people across Canada with this highly scientific and unique nutrition method, which I am so excited to share with everyone. Tell us, what inspired you to even come to Canada in the first place and represent Metabolic Balance Canada? Because I know there's a personal story behind that.
Yes, that's absolutely true. So, well, you know, I became involved with metabolic balance because I just simply wanted to lose weight back then. And I did the plan and I was really, really successful. And I also felt much more energetic and it was just different than everything else I tried. And yeah, ever since then, I'm following the rules and living the metabolic balance lifestyle. And
okay.
Well, one day, well, that was all in Germany, because metabolic balance is based from Germany, right?
Yes.
One day, yeah. I went to Cuba with a girlfriend and met a Canadian man. So,
oh, I'm like, you have good taste.
So, I don't know how it happened, but we fell in love, and I guess that's why I came to Canada in the first place. And then since we had, you know, we started our relationship and I had to work something. So I'm like, well, why shouldn't I just try to bring metabolic balance over to Canada? It hasn't been there yet. People would probably benefit from it. And that's what I did.
Well, I love that because I think it's, you know, it's so important. You kind of take that personal story and, you know, of how you actually went through the actual nutrition program. And I really want to get to that. And, you know, so much to talk about here when it comes to overall health and metabolic balance, but you actually had results from the program yourself. And so when it's, I believe that if it's something that is kind of close to your heart and something that you believe in, it's something that, you know, you can authentically share with others. And I think it's so important that you actually went through that program. I mean, just even your personal story, you said you went through years of, you know, the dieting, the vicious cycle. You know, there are so many diet gimmicks, right? And,
yes.
You know, I don't know how, I can imagine it's the same in Germany with, you know, so many different diets. I mean, you have the low carb, you have, you know, it can be really confusing for people to understand, you know, where to start, especially if they're wanting to lose weight, get healthier, or if they have digestive issues, you know, and healthy habits. Well, I think they're so key. But sometimes it's just not enough, you know, getting enough fruits, healthy fats, lean proteins and things like that. The only thing is with that is that it's not personalized to your actual biochemistry. And you talk a lot about biochemistry and how metabolic balance is actually personalized to your biochemistry. Can you kind of break that down for us in simplistic terms?
Yes, absolutely. So there's certainly 100% the answer that one nutrition plan is not going to be suitable for everybody, because everybody has a different starting point. Everybody has a different goal. Everybody has a different, you know, body chemistry, like you already mentioned. And if somebody, for example, has a high inflammation in the body, then certain foods are not suitable for the time being until the inflammation comes down. Or if somebody, for example, takes, you know, medication for thyroid issues, then you should never eat any soy products. So those are simple things that you regular, or just, you know, other nutrition programs just don't take into consideration. And we do.
Okay.
So it's very highly personalized based on the blood test.
Okay.
And the, of course, the personal information, the age and gender, which are the measurements, which is really, really important also.
So if I was to kind of simplify that, so when it comes to the foods that we eat, we consume, for example, like if you and I were eating, you know, the same type of protein. So with the biochemistry, so our bodies break that down and assimilate those nutrients different in how we, our biochemistry and how we actually break down those enzymes. Is that what the difference, is that what kind of indicates on the food plan is the types of foods that might be personalized for my biochemistry as opposed to yours? Maybe you and I would then be consuming different proteins.
Absolutely. It's all about digestive enzymes, and it's all also all about nutrients, of course. So you might be deficient in something else. I might be, you know, totally satisfied with B vitamins, for example, but you would maybe mm-hmm. leaking it, right? So it's totally different what everybody needs. And that's all about balancing, right? And balance it out. And we don't want the meal plan to be, you know, implemented forever. Those foods are there to bring the body back into balance, repair the metabolism. And then we basically slowly introduce all the other foods again that are not on the plan, because we want everybody to eat everything again after a certain amount of time.
So I like that because it's more sustainable. It's something that's realistic. So, you know, so I would imagine that if you're going kind of through those, and I believe you said there are four phases of the plan and how it works.
Yes, that's right. There's four phases and eight rules, actually. But I'm not going to share all eight with you. That's a secret now. Just kidding. You can certainly, find out.
We need you to share some of those rules with us and that framework. So that's it. So the actual rules are part of the plan that you would apply to that food list that you receive.
Exactly.
Okay. And how long does it take for the plan to be generated? So would I receive that plan?
It's usually within 3 to 4 days, depending on, you know, when you get your blood work done, and then when your coach requests a meal plan from the head office, and then you can get the consultation done. And yes, you have four phases. There's a preparation phase where it's a very, you know, light bowel cleanse where you prepare your body for the adjustment or for the change. And then you have the second phase, which is fairly restricted. You have to really keep to the plan, to the rules, eat not less or more or anything else that we recommend. And that's for a minimum of 14 days. And then we have phase 3 and 4, which are more a little bit flexible. Phase 3 is introducing other and new foods, which are not on the list. And phase 4, guess what, is your whole life. because it's a lifestyle change. You really implement rules. You get a better understanding about your, you know, insulin and hormones and all that, which is all covered in the plan as well. And that's how we basically release our clients to self-responsibility.
So if we can back up there, what would be the symptoms of my metabolism being imbalanced?
Well, for sure, you know, there's the metabolic syndrome, which could be, of mm-hmm. course, obesity, high blood pressure, high blood sugar, hot flashes if you have like menopause symptoms already, and just not getting, you know, like the that extra fat off, poor sleep, no energy, and you're just going to be not very happy and proud of yourself if there's nothing changing, even you're doing a high effort.
Well, and I think, you know, for a lot of people, I think it can be very challenging and frustrating because, you know, going through kind of like, you feel like you're always in that diet jail. It's like, well, what's the next diet? And, mm-hmm. you know, your metabolism, as we age, you know, obviously through our hormones are changing, our bodies are changing. So if I was to get the actual plan, so I have the blood test, it has my unique biochemistry, I receive my food plan. What if in 5 years, all of a sudden, you know, maybe for me, for someone like me, it's more for sports performance or energy. And then all of a sudden I'm feeling my metabolism or my metabolic balance is kind of thrown off. Is this something that you would have to then do another test to receive, would it change because of that? Is that something, or could you just follow the same plan?
Well, the rules are golden, that those never change. For somebody who starts to plan with already a good health, that they can usually keep that plan forever. If somebody really is losing 100 pounds, for example, getting rid of certain medications, obviously only with the medical doctor involved, which we see all the time, then a new meal plan will be pretty much for a new person. Because imagine you have somebody, you know, 100 pounds less, different medications, different measurements, and if you're of course a little bit older after a certain mm-hmm. amount of mm-hmm. time, yes, absolutely, that food will certainly change.
And you know, and I think for, you know, most people out there, I think if they knew that they could take, you know, an actual blood test that would give them their unique biochemistry personalized and tailored to their individual needs, I think, you know, I know I'd much rather do that than have to figure out what's the next diet fad or what's out there in the media, because it's also really, and you know, having also a sports nutrition and nutrition background, it's very unhealthy for your metabolism because your body's always trying to reach that homeostasis, right? Yeah. It's always, no matter what, even if you're someone that wants to lose weight, you want to lose 20 pounds, you want to lose 10, whatever it may be, you know, eventually your body does get to that plateau, especially if you're depriving your body of those calories and those nutrients, which is what I love about metabolic balance, because it's not based on deprivation when it comes to calories. You know, I was actually quite surprised because, as you know, I actually went through the plan myself and experienced it. And for me, it was more for just making sure that I was getting the right nutrients, that I was, you know, my energy was a little bit lower at the time. And I do a lot of you know, fitness and sports related activities. So for me, I needed that energy. And it was interesting to see, I was like, I can actually eat this much food.
and cheese, you were loving
yeah,
the cheese.
And cheese. And I got a little bit, and I actually got kind of nervous. I was like, oh, I can actually eat all these different cheeses. Yeah. And I don't even know if I can eat this much bread in the day. And I think my fear at the beginning, I'll be honest, was that I thought, you know what, I'm kind of afraid that I'm actually going to put on weight. Mm-hmm. And I didn't. I actually, if anything, I felt less bloated. I felt healthier. I had more energy. And that's really what I love about the science behind this plan, is because it's catered to, you know, all walks of life, right? Yeah. Whether it's for sports performance, whether it's for weight loss.
Weight gain, weight maintenance.
Yeah, weight gain.
Yeah,
exactly.
You just have to imagine you're putting just foods and, you know, nutrients in your body that you're actually needing. So you avoid everything that would make your body work harder with digestion wise mm-hmm. or anything. And that mm-hmm. slows you down with anything, everything. So just giving the body the perfect food
yeah.
is just such a
yeah.
release, right?
Yeah.
But one
yeah.
thing I really want to mention as well, that we do obviously work with a medical doctor who's doing the blood work, right, for our clients. And the good thing about the plan, we also can say, you know what, no, you are right now not in the position, or you have to go to your doctor, or even sometimes to emergency first before we can do the plan in general, because how do you know what the clients, you know, look inside? So we have actually saved mm-hmm. people's mm-hmm. lives just
wow.
because they wanted to do a weight loss and they had no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
And we never ever do any medical diagnosis or treatments, never ever. Mm-hmm. It's just plain mm-hmm. plain nutrition and only whole foods. But of course, because we do work with medical doctors, they are our, you know, yeah. they will point out, oh my gosh, this person needs to see a doctor fast.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. And I like that, because you get to the root of the problem. You know, it's that's why the science behind the plan in itself, I think, you know, based on your biochemistry and your individual needs, is, I think it's something that really, you know, people need to pay attention to. And, you know, obviously there is, I think for any type of diet you do, no matter what it is, there's going to be that it becomes habit. It becomes a healthier habit. You have to commit to it.
Yeah.
You know, you have to have the discipline. And what I like about metabolic balance is that, you know, if you commit to it, you have that discipline, You know, it's something that is sustainable.
And you get the results
for the rest of your life.
And you know what is also very important? It's not a quick fix. Like, for example, keto is, you know, you can't do keto forever because you're going to be lacking your fiber and in enough good carbohydrates. With metabolic balance, you really have low glycemic load foods. You have a balanced, you know, variety of proteins with all the essential amino acids, which is really important, and all the good fat. We will never recommend any low fat product. It's something you can really follow forever, you know, adding other foods instead, like in comparison to other diets or, you know, other programs that is just a rapid weight loss as a quick fix. And then what's after that, right? Like, how would you continue?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, it's interesting. There was a study led by Newcastle University, and it states that people receiving personalized nutrition advice develop healthier eating habits and long-term success than just a diet that kind of fits all approach. Okay, so you need to share with us some of the scientific rules here. So one of them I really like, and I totally believe this, I've researched it myself. I used to eat 5 to 6 small meals a day, every 2 to 3 hours apart. And I found that my blood sugar, if I didn't have time to consume food within that 2 to 3 hours or every 2 to 3 hours, I felt like I was going to pass out. And I feel like in terms of your insulin sensitivity, that can sometimes work against you. Now, metabolic balance relies heavily on that principle of spacing meals every 5 hours apart. And that's based on 3 meals. Why 5 hours apart?
So, and 3 meals? Yeah, so 3 meals and then, yeah, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and 5 hours in between. Only water is allowed. And just plain and simple, because as soon as you have, as soon as you put carbohydrates in your mouth, which could be, you know, fruit, even veggies or pasta or anything, which is not protein, obviously, your pancreas releases insulin. And insulin is the hormone, a very important hormone in the body that helps to get rid of the sugar in the bloodstream into the cells. So it's the most important function almost. And when insulin is active, all the other hormones shut down and nothing else can work. So imagine you eat every hour, or even, you know, you drink a juice even every 15 minutes, let's say, right?
Yeah.
You spike your insulin all day long. And that's when everything else shuts down. Even the glucagon, which is the fat burning hormone, will not work. And at some point, guess what? The pancreas is exhausted. Imagining all day having to produce insulin. And what happens?
Yes.
You develop type 2 diabetes. Plain and simple. Right. So easy. So we want to stretch the meals. We're going to keep the insulin out of the body for a certain amount of time in order to repair the, or let the other hormones do their magic.
Interesting. So you're allowing the body that time to actually digest the macronutrients and the vitamins, minerals, and everything that your body needs. You know, that's something that I kind of, for me, it took a while to kind of grasp that concept, especially coming from, you know, a fitness competition world and industry in my early 20s.
I mean, it's a little bit different. That was different for people who work out a lot. Like, I'm talking about the real, like, person who really wants to lose weight. That's certainly one of the biggest keys, you know, but we would adjust, obviously, that to the need to the sports person, right? In that case.
Right. And I think that was the point I was going to make, is that, you know, if I wasn't consuming enough foods within those 2 or 3 hours, my insulin sensitivity was thrown off. I mean, I would be driving and I would feel like I was going to pass out. So if you could address that for someone that is, you know, more active, someone that maybe doesn't want to necessarily lose weight, if they're training, obviously their body requires more energy and for recovery. So how is that tailored when you have the 3 meals? Does that change? Is there a variance?
Yeah, so we do have special rules for athletes, and that also actually allows to have, for example, fruit in between the meals, but only in the time when they really work out. The days when they rest, they still have to follow the 3 meals just to get everything back into balance. But on the days when they work out, they certainly have to also get more protein and carbs to 1 or 2 of the meals. So the quantity is higher in general of the good foods that will keep them going, right?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. That makes sense. And so, Vera, what's your favorite metabolic balance meal? what's your go-to? Give us a quick, just a quick kind of layout of what a metabolic balance meal
is. It's probably something you've never heard about. It's called mandelate. It's a mix between almonds and sunflower seeds. And you soak them overnight in water, put them in a food processor, then after that in a pan with a little bit of water, shred an apple, put cinnamon on top, and heat it up.
Oh, this sounds delicious.
And it's like a nut porridge. It's the best.
Oh, it sounds so good. Would that be like a more German?
Yeah, I guess. Well, metabolic balance created it. And
yeah, that,
you know, that almonds and sunflower seeds boost their biological value if you eat them together, because they are considered protein and they have amazing healthy fats. If you only eat one, like only almonds or sunflowers, it would not have the same biological value as you if you combine it. That's why they go together.
Oh, thank you for that delicious recipe. I think I've tried that one.
Yes.
I think you actually made it.
That's amazing.
It was really, really good. Thank you so much, Vera. You know, this has been really valuable to our listeners, and especially when it comes to the science behind your metabolic balance. And, you know, ultimately, I just want to give our listeners solutions and solutions that are backed by science. So there you have it. Get it done. If your body is out of balance, it will have profound effects on your mental, physical, and emotional health, especially when it comes to getting it done. So whether it's to lose weight or just perform at your best, it can result in compromising your metabolic balance if it's thrown off. So for more information on metabolic balance and science behind this plan, and for more information, Vera, where can people learn more about you and your company?
Just go to the website, which would be www.metabolic-balance.ca.